Food waste, it accounts for around 38% of the total rubbish in our household bins in New South Wales. So let's put that in perspective. We throw away an estimated 1 in 5 shopping bags of food in the bin. So how can people prevent their food waste from ending up in landfill when they live in small places, in the city, in apartments, without the space for composting? Well, there's an app for that. Share Waste is a free, volunteer-run initiative that connects people who have food waste with someone in their neighbourhood that has a compost bin, worm farm, or maybe keeps chickens. This week is International Compost Awareness Week, so we thought we'd chat with the co-founder of this app, Ellie Brumbarova, and find out how the app works and also get some advice on composting. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning, Marlene, and thank you for inviting me.
A pleasure. So what inspired you to create this Share Waste in the first place?
So in 2016, me and my husband were living in a small inner Sydney apartment, and we realized that 50% of our garbage waste was organic. And because we had some experience with composting as children, we knew it could be composted, but there was no available service. And that's where the Share Waste app was born.
And can you tell us about how it works? If I was telling the listeners before that I live in an apartment and I've really wanted to get into composting, but I kind of thought, oh, I don't know how it'll work. I live in somewhere so small. How would I go about doing it?
Yes. So we usually say that we help build communities by making soil and diverting organic material from landfill. We have two types of users of the app. We have compost hosts on one side who usually have a backyard or a garden and who are hungry to get more organic material for their garden. And on the other side, there are food scraps donors who don't have any compost available or who live in small Sydney and other city apartments. So they don't have the opportunity to start composting. But through our app, they can register and they can find somebody in their neighborhood who would be willing to accept their food scraps. So if I wanted to donate my food scraps, I went on to shareways.com, registered as a food scraps donor, found somebody in my neighborhood, checked their profile listing, what type of organic material they can accept. And then I would send them a message saying, hi, I live in this neighborhood. I would love to donate my food scraps to you because I think it's really important that organic waste doesn't end in landfill, but it goes back to our soil. And that's basically it. It's very easy. It's very easy to register and it's very easy to connect with somebody local. And our compost hosts are extremely resourceful and most of them have years of know-how of composting. So if any of the food scraps donors decided to start composting or if they were sort of flirting with composting, connecting with a local compost host is the first step to maybe to purchasing their own compost bin or their own worm farm. That's what works really well.
Wow, that's really, really cool. Like it's quite easy to do. Now, I did mention before it is International Compost Awareness Week. So I thought that I should ask you if you could give us tips on how to start composting, particularly if you are living in a small place or apartment. What are some tricks you learned early on? Maybe some mistakes you made at the start that you learned from about getting started?
So we actually started the app to solve our own problem. So we went through all the phases of beginner rookies not knowing anything. So one of the things we've learned as ShareWaste donors was to have a sealable container where we could keep the scraps. You can also buy a nice kitchen caddy, but what we usually say to all our users, you don't really need to buy anything to start composting from your apartment. Just find a sealable container, such an ice cream container or a pail from paint, where you could keep the scraps. Obviously, in summer, the scraps can become very moldy very easily. So storing them in your fridge or your freezer is the best. And then if you wish to connect to a local compost host, contacting your compost host first and asking what the size of the scraps should be and what items they can accept in their compost or even for their chickens is the best way to go. So I would say a sealable container, refrigerating or freezing your scraps, and ideally adding some brown so-called carbon-rich material, because most compost scraps are very, very nitrogen-rich, very wet. And in compost, it needs balance. We need to balance out the nitrogen and the carbon-rich materials. So throwing in some carbon-rich material, such as eggshells and brown bags, and even shredded paper, helps keep the compost in balance once it's in the composting bin.
Ellie, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. Have a lovely morning, everybody. Bye.